Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Twebaza Katonda atukunganyiza omulundi omulala.
We thank God again who has gathered us.
Era nga twongera okumuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
And remove, give him glory and honor.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father.
N'ekigambo kye.
And his word.
Era gwe tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo.
Whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Omu n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Abongedde okutukunganya nga leero.
Who have moved on Gaza earth as today.
Obatumiregire bamalayika.
Send us armies of angels to gather us from every place, bring us on the mountain of the house of God, that we can be taught as his promise is in the Isaiah chapter 2 verses 1 to 3, and in Micah chapter 4 verses 1 to 3, folk we shall flock as we go on his holy mountain to be taught by God. And thus
we
come to be taught as the promise in Isaiah 48 verse 17, and he said that I am the Lord who teach you how to profit, and who show you the way you have to go.
Kitaffe,
we thank the Father
n'ekigambo kye Yesu Kristo,
and his word Jesus Christ,
kubanga ataddewo omwoyo w'okutuyigiriza byonna,
because he's put there his spirit to teach us all,
n'okutujjukiza byonna,
and to remind us all,
nga bwe kiri wali mu Yokaana sura ya 14,
as it is in the John chapter 14
olunyo lwa 26
verse 26,
era ataddewo n'ejjira bamalayika,
and he's put there armies of angels,
okwongera tutegeeza ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu,
move on tell us the holy scriptures,
nga bwe kiri mu Daniel sura ya 10
as it is in Daniel chapter 10
olunyo lwa 20
verse 20 up to 21, the angels proclaim us the scriptures of truth.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich onto you. Part 7, portion F2, of God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works on the earth,
ministry ethics,
or you call it ministry ethics, God's highest ways, through which we pass to serve with him, that we manifest his marvelous works on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still moving on through unsealing the righteous thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, passing through the seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits of God, seven division of fullness of the Holy Spirit, that we can manifest his marvelous works on the earth. Time be poured upon mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival and restoration of all things. Which move here in the nation of Uganda. From the year 2022. To head on to the whole world. Praise Jesus much. We are still moving on again. This part 7 portion F2, as we unseal the righteous thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, as they were passed through the seventh way of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit, the seventh division of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
kitugwanidde okulabira ddala pointi eziwirira ddala munaana
request us to see total of 8 points
nga tujjako sirwa okulaba ebyo ebyandi ngeri ebyandikwa gye byayisibwa mu mwoyo wa mukama
as we unsealed to see how scripture has passed through the spirit of the Lord
ekkubo ery'omusanvu erya mukama
the seventh way of the Lord
yesu yebazibwa nnyo
praise Jesus much
point yaffe yasoose tujjukira okulaba
our first point we remember to see
nti okuyita mu mwoyo wa mukama
that passing through the spirit of the Lord
tubikulirwa okubeerawo kwa katonda kitaffe
a revealed presence of God the Father
Katonda chigambu go tumanyingo omwana
God the word whom we know as the son
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ
awamune katonda omwoyo
even God the spirit
go tumanyingo omwoyo mutukufu
whom we know as the holy spirit
oba omwoyo wa mukama
the spirit of the lord
iranga twafunyo bokakafu bwe byonna
we got the proof of all those
twa komekereza ngatusoma mbaliyo kane esoke sura ya kutabiro musango
it is read first john chapter 5 verse 7
chira waliwa abajulo basatu mogoro
that still there are three witnesses in heaven
chitafe
the father
chigambo gwetu manyingo omwana
the word whom we know as the son
wamo no moyo mutukufu
even the holy spirit
erani mata yesulia bimwo munana
even in matthew 28
nule 19
verse 19
tugena maso tukakasibwa
and the move of god proved
tubatubatizibwa okuyingira mulinyi rya chitafe
when we baptize in the name of the father
omwana
the son and the holy spirit
wetu betwakomekereza point ya source
that's why we winded up the first point
tulekera point ya eyo kubiri
and we moved to our second point
wetwarabye
when we saw
ntira okuita moyo wa mukama
still through the spirit of the lord
tubikulirwa ebyawa tubikulirwa byandi ku bitukufu
we are revealed the holy scriptures
ebireto musana gwe chigambo cha katonda
which bring light of the word of god
abitu mulisiza engeri katonda chigambo
as they enlighten us the way god the world
mutumanyingo mwana yesu kristo
whom we know as the son jesus christ
boyava mu mutima ne mukamwaka katonda chitafu
how he came from the heart and the mouth of god the father
irane engeri
in the way
katonda omoyo
god the spirit
mutumanyingo omoyo mutukufu
you know as the holy spirit
omo moyo wa mukama
the spirit of the lord He came from both in God the Father
ne katonda chigambo kutumanyingo omwana
even God the word we know as the son
okuva mutima gwawe ne mulubuto lwawe
right from their hearts and their bellies
ilivyo natwasubudde okubika kasa
and all those we able to prove them
kusinina muyokane mwemu
according to John 1:1
tikulubereberi wali wuchigambo
the beginning was the word
chigambo ngali awali katonda
the word is with god
chigambo nga katonda
and the word is god
natwalabyo kusinina mbarume suli ye 10
and we saw according to Romans 10
nonyulo munana
the verse 8
tuwewawo chigambo cha katonda
That's the word of God.
Utumanyinga katonda chigambo.
We know as God the word.
Uwo mwana Yesu Kristo.
Oh the son Jesus Christ.
Yavira dala mutima.
He came from the heart.
Nemuka mwaka katonda chitafu.
He came from the mouth of God the Father.
Na alabisibwa ngo musano omunji.
Manifested as the much light.
Iratwarabye nti katonda omoyo.
We saw that God the spirit.
Ye yavira dala mukatonda chitafu.
He came right from God the Father.
Ne katonda chigambo gotumanyinga omwana.
God the word who we know as the son.
Ngemigeja amazza
maramu. Of living waters.
Iratwa kakasibwa mu Barumi isure yo munana.
And we got proof from the Romans chapter 8.
Nuro mwenda.
The verse 9.
Daiti bo moyo wa katonda.
That is called the spirit of God.
Katonda chitafu.
God the Father.
Kubanga yava mu ye.
Because he came from him.
Irana iti bo moyo wa Kristo.
And is called the spirit of Christ.
Kubanga ira yava ne mu Kristo.
Because still he came from the Christ.
Iratwa nabi mu kubikulira isure ya biri mu emu.
And we
yabiri mu biri.
Revelation chapter 22.
Nuro soka.
And the verse 1.
Yava mu ngwa emigeja amazza maramu
and he came out as rivers of living waters
kusinjira ku Yohane suliyo musanga
according to John chapter 7
38 paka 39
yes
yebazi bwenyo
praise Jesus Christ
so twayolekede point ya fe iyo kusatu
so we moved on to our third point
nituda bantiro kuita moyo wa mukama
and we saw that still through spirit of the lord
tubikulirwe byawandikibwa
we are revealed the scriptures
ebireto musana gwe chigambo cha katonda
which bring light of the word of god
okutumulisiza
enlighten us
nti okuita nti omoyo wa mukama
that the spirit of the lord
oba omoyo mutukuvu
god the holy spirit
katonda omoyo
god the spirit
ngeri jara bisiramu ebitibu ebisatu ebyobwa katonda
we manifest the three glories of god
yes yebazi bwenyo
praise jesus much
yatu arabe nti ekitibu ekisoka kyasoka okulabisa
first glory that he first manifests
nti katonda gwe moyo
that god is the spirit
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
understood that God is the Spirit. And we saw according to John chapter 4, verse 24, that God the Father is the Spirit. And we proved
2
Corinthians chapter
3,
verses 17, even our Lord Jesus is Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty. So we understood that always the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit, carrying the glory of God, that God is Spirit, to appear that He spreads everywhere.
According
to what we read, Psalms 149, starting from verse 7 to enter verse 10, say, where shall we run from His Spirit? When we go in heaven is there, under the earth is there, in the hell is there. That God to be called the Spirit, God the Father, to be called the Spirit, God the Word. So as the Son Jesus Christ, to be called the Spirit, that glory, Spirit of the Lord is one carrying it, to manifest God in every place.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we moved on to the second glory, the Holy Spirit,
the
Spirit of the Lord that He carries,
on
behalf of God the Father,
on
behalf of God the Word,
who
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Glory that God is holy, God the Father is holy, God, the Word we know as the Son, He is holy. Even the Holy Spirit, He is holy.
But
the Holy Spirit is one who carries that glory. And when we read in the Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, mostly verse 3, we heard the seraphim say, holy, holy, holy. But they see holy. We the creations answer God the Father. When they say again holy, we say God the Word,
who
we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
When
they answer that holy,
and
we creation answer the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. The proof we got according to Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 up to 8.
And
still they say holy,
mutukuvu,
holy,
mutukuvu,
holy.
Tudamu,
as we answer,
chitafi,
God the Father,
chigambu,
God the Word, God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. And that's where we understood.
There
is no blaspheming the Holy Spirit, because He has the third glory that He is carrying on behalf of the Father and on behalf of the Word,
who
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, the glory of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we read in the Isaiah
64
and the verse
8,
say, O Lord, you are our Father. And O Lord, you are our Father. And the one called Lord is Lord God the Father. That glory, still Spirit of the Lord is carrying it, for He carries the Lordship.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we heard in Philippians chapter 2, starting from verse 9 up to 12, how we have to confess that Jesus is Lord. And we knew that still the Spirit of the Lord,
Mukama Katunda Chigambo,
the glory of Lord God the Word,
we
know as the Son Jesus Christ. And we warn that we should not blaspheme.
When
always they tell us in the Matthew 12, verse 31 up to 32,
the
one who blasphemed the Holy Spirit, he will not be forgiven. To see, he has blasphemed God the Father.
He
blasphemeth God the words,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Because the three agree in one. One carried all their glories, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, God the Spirit. Praise Jesus, man. So we want to move on with our fourth point. Let me hope we together. No one is lagged behind.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We want to move ahead with our fourth point. And we see that the Holy Spirit
revealed
as the general name of God. The name of God the Father. The name of God the Word we know as the Son. And the name of God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when we hear in the Matthew chapter 28, verses 19, we are baptized that we can enter in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But
their general name, we need to know it. Because we
are
baptized to enter in that name. Let's read we hear. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we make all nations disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, name of the Son, the Son whom we know as the Word, even the name of the Holy Spirit.
And
we have to know their general name. Because even though he's called the Father, he's called the Word the Son, and he's called the Holy Spirit, they have their general name.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That name, it's what we want to head on to see. But before we see it, we need again to first know, why is he called God the Father? Why is the other called God the Word, whom we know as the Son? And why is he called God the Spirit? We want to know each one of those, why they are called like that. Then we go on officially and we see their general name.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we want to first know why he is called God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But still we know his Father of all creations. In all creations within heavens and earth. Because he is the one who formed them. Not the birthing which needs a man and woman, but the birthing of forming the spirits. And these spirits, God the Father, he formed them within God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, when he was coming from him. According to Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8, he speaks saying like this. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
Nayeka kano, ayi mukama, gwe kitaffe. Fetuli bumba, nawe mubumbi waffe. But
now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. And we all are the work of your hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But,
and you, O Lord, you are our Father. We too are the clay. You are the potter.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We read many times, mostly in the New Testament,
and
here that is called God the Father. Some
have
not discovered why he is called the Father to us. Even some of different religions, and they don't know, though some call him God the Father. Some of other religions, for example of the Muslims,
they
say God cannot give birth, we cannot call him our Father.
Even
some of the born again call him Father, yet they do not know. But the others who first deny him, brothers of Muslims, and they say he's not our Father. They thought perhaps it needs a woman there, even the man there to give birth. But our birth from God, it's not in needing a man or woman. That is the one who formed our spirits, and God be called Father of spirits, not of these bodies which we are in, because we have our physical fathers of our bodies. But him is Father of our spirits, according to Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 9. And he says like this. Hebrews chapter 12 verse
9.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?
Yes, yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much.
Kwigamba.
To say, he is Father of our spirits, who is the one who formed them. Though there are spirits who rebelled against him,
we
need to resume to believe Jesus, that again gives them power to become children of God. Praise Jesus much. But he is the porter of our spirits. Them within Christ Jesus our Master. When he was coming from him as God in the world, those we first read and we heard. But in the Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16, he speaks as he says like this. Isaiah chapter 29,
verse 16.
Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the thing made say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, he has not wisdom? Yes. Remember spirits of all creations in heaven and earth. All us be taken as clay before the Lord. And he too is the potter. And it's been said,
and
speak to him who formed you that he did form you, and that he has not wisdom. When we heard Isaiah 64 verse 8, and he is called our Father, for he is the porter of our spirits. We don't have any argument against that. But we have to know That even the way we formed us within Christ Jesus. When he was coming from him as God in the world.
Whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Because in the Ephesians he said. Ephesians 2 verse 10.
Are
God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Let us read we hear. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
Kubanga fe tuli mulimu gwe abatondera mu Kristo Yesu olw'ebikolwa ebirungi katonda byasoko kuteekateeka fe okubitambulirangamu.
For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
Yes, he has
praised Jesus much.
Tuli mulimu gwa Katonda.
We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works that God the Father ordained that we move by them before the earth existed. God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, when he was coming from the Father, as we first read above, Father was pleased all us fullness of creations we formed in him. And thereafter, from the fullness of Christ we were given. And we became branches which manifested from him. According to those, he tells us Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. And he says like this. Colossians chapter 1 verse 19.
Kubanga kitaffe yasima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
Olunyola 20.
Verse 20.
N'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye. Bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe. Mu ye okutabaganyisa oba eby'okunsi.
And having made the peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, God the Word whom we know as the Son,
yes, Christ.
Jesus Christ, when he was coming from the Father, Father, all spirits of creation is in heaven and earth, he pushed them within Christ. As we are going to see below why he is called God the Word, or the Word of God, and why thereafter is called God the Son. But the real truth, him is Father of our spirits. Because the truth is like this. He is the one who gave us into Christ. And when we got our spirits from Christ Jesus, pushed us to give us bodies in different places in heaven and earth. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, it says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mutaka ngabwe yali enfufu nedda mutaka ngabwe yali omoyo negudde eri Katonde yagugaba.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This body of dust will go back to its dust where it came from. And the spirit has to go back to God who gave it. But what is terrifying there? Going back and no more allows you to be his son. There is where he asks that, how would I have put you among my children? Everyone who sinned, I'm not going to broaden much this message. But every spirit which sinned, passing through Adam, Even that which followed Satan among angels, they are no more counted in the sons of God, except when you've returned and repented, and you get born again in Christ Jesus, and he gives you the power, the right to become a child of God. Because if you sinned, God no more puts you among his children, his spirits, though he formed you initially, and he begot you in a way which appears like that. Ever since you sinned, you need to get born again. Because in Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 19,
asks,
how would he have put you among children when you've already gotten corrupted like that? Let us read, we hear. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse
19.
But I said, how shall I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land, a beautiful heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, you shall call me my father and shall not turn away from me.
He,
yes,
what chance?
He gives you a chance to come back among children. If you sinned as all of us sinned within
Adam,
and we died within Adam, he had taken us from those called his children, even though he's one who had formed our spirits, but we had turned into rebellious children. As we fought him, came as in Jeremiah 3 verse 19, how would he have put you among the children and gives you a present and a beautiful heritage? And he said, but if you return, you call him father,
so don't
dare turn away or backwards. You're coming back. It's to come believe again Jesus is Lord and is the Savior, and he saves you. Because he speaks in John chapter 1 verse 12, all who believed the name of Jesus,
he
gave them power to become children of God.
In
that time he will give you his Holy Spirit. He leads you to be proven to be among children of God. Because he speaks in Romans 8 verse 14. Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Many things I would have spoken on that issue. Because you have to even get born again in Jesus, as he speaks in John chapter 3, verses 3 downwards, that you must get born again. Now, many things happen on that issue. Most of all, I wanted most to understand, if you read all scriptures, most in the New Testament, and you found him called God the Father, and you asked why God does he give birth, God get a woman and they birthed us, tell him it wasn't like that. It was informing our spirit, and he gets them from his fullness, according to John 1 verse 16,
and
gave us to exist. Praise Jesus
much.
And you give him an example.
Tell him,
not every creation which births that it is a man or woman. You tell him that God did it. Give you wisdom that to give birth it does not need a man or woman every time. But it's in authority and the working of God. And you give him an example like a banana plant. Say a banana banana plant gives birth to little ones. But did you ever see it with its husband? Even the sugar cane,
them
give birth other sugar canes and they grow. But the question, when do you see them with husbands? A woman that they can give birth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
those in the brief speak of the Father. Why is called God the Father? Then we head on to God the Spirit, whom we know as the Son,
yes, Christ.
Jesus Christ. Why he is called like that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. First,
we
want to know why he is called God the Word.
Or
the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But most of all, we knew he was right where God is in his heart, even in his mouth. Out of it, he came out to manifest. And he was called the Word of God. And he too is God. Whom we know as God the Word. According to John 1:1, it was explained as he said this. John chapter 1, verse 1.
Kuluberebele waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali Katonda. Kigambo naba Katonda.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God. Those two words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God. That is where he is called the Word of God. When they move on, they said the Word is God. That is where we call him Lord God the Word. Both you have them in one verse. Praise Jesus much. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God. That's when he's called the Word of God. And the Word is God. That's when we call him Lord God the Word. Have you understood me well? And because he came out via his mouth, moved on to be called the Word of God. As we had an example of the Word which is in our hearts, even in our mouth, even he too was like that in him. According to Romans 10 verse 8, Romans chapter 10 verse 8.
Na yebu ogera butya nti ekigambo kiri kumpi nawe mu kamwa ko ne mutima gwo kye kigambo ekyokukkiriza kyetubuulira.
But what saith it? The Word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Praise Jesus much. Because this is the only one word which was in the heart and the mouth of God. Many times we see it's called the Word of God. Or the Word of God. But God has many other words he speaks. As we hear him speak in the Bible many other words. But this one was different because it was like him. And it too is God. And that's why you see in Revelation chapter 19. We see he moves on, call him the Word of God. In the verse 13. And he says like this. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Yes. His name is called the Word of God. Because in the John 1:1 we heard, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word is with God. The one called the Word of God. Or the Word of God. Because many times in the Bible you will read, you hear that the Word of the Lord came unto me. Me. And
I
will not use the words of God came to me. Don't understand what was that which had come. Why did they not say, and the words of God came to me? Because Bible after one word coming, till we had many other words spoken, and we did ask now, the word of God came to me, and again they spoke many other words unto me. Yes. If it came one,
and
others spoke, were many. The rest are what are called words of God. The righteous thoughts of God. The holy scriptures. This one is dependent. The word of God came to me.
That
read the Old Testament, it's there many times. Right from the book of Genesis. Prophet Abraham saying, the word of the Lord came to me saying, again there we hear many other words.
See,
it would have been one word that speaks. Read me Genesis 15 that we see
no,
verses 1. Genesis chapter 15 from verse 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira Ibulaamu mu kwolesebwa, nga kyogera nti totya Ibulaamu, nze ngabo yo n'empeera ye nnene ennyo.
And after this, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceedingly great rewards. Yes. The word of the Lord came unto Abraham in the vision.
And
the word began to speak to him. And there the seals will beat you.
Now
the word came and it's one word. And
then
it began to speak other words.
It
told him, Abraham, fear not. I am your shield and your great rewards. You know that is Jesus.
He
is the one who closed the flesh.
He
became our shield. He was stricken on our behalf. Our stripes. And he raised us up. He became our rewards. Our blessing. Our life. That is what he spoke to Abraham. But you can ask. The word of the Lord came. What form of word was this? Yet you are on God with the word. Whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. So in the brief, that's the reason why he's called God the word. Or the word of God. Or the word of God. Oh, the word.
When
you hear him in the John 1:14, that the word closed the flesh that appeared unto us. When we saw him as the Son, one begotten of the Father, and filled with grace and truth.
We
move to another issue. Why is called God the Son? And the firstborn of all creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But God the Son, God the Word, after he manifested, he told him when he had been born. Even the Father told him, today I have begotten you. Corinthians, we read in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 27,
up
to 28. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22.
Mukama yalinange ekubulye weliyasokera.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Verse
23.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Verse
24.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, abounding with water. Yes. When God was with him, before the earth existed, and he was brought forth. Now the depth of water in Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2, before it was there, there is where the Father God told him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." The intention of telling him, "You are my son," because he was becoming the firstborn of all creations of heavens and earth. Because the Father had formed us within him as we first heard. But he speaks in the Psalms 2, verse 7, that him, though he was the Word, the Word of the Lord, the Word of God, God is the Word. But the Father himself is one who told him right in the beginning that you are my son, today I have begotten you. Because out of him he had to come spirits of all creations, then he will be the firstborn of all creations. Let's read in the Psalms we hear. Psalms chapter 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, "You are my son. This day have I begotten you." Verse
8.
Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for your possession.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read Psalms 2, verse 7, he said, "I will declare the command. The Lord said unto me, you are my son, this day I have begotten you." The one he spoke to, he was there. And he spoke with God the Word. And he told him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." Even though he called him the son, he did remove him from his lordship. Making him a son, he was making him the firstborn of all creations. According to those which are in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. And it says like this. Hebrews chapter 1, verse
8.
But unto the Son he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." Yes. The son is one who told you, "My son, today I have begotten you." He told him, "And your throne, O God, it's forever, forever and ever." Have you heard very well? It means we call him God the Word, or God the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Ninga kitafu yamugamba oli mwana ange irunkuzadde.
The Father told me, my son, today I have begotten you.
Kubanga ye kitafu obujuvu bwaffe bonna yali abubumbira mu ye.
Because the Father, all our fullness, he had formed it within him.
Kati nga bugenda okuva mu ye.
Now as they were to come from him.
Yalina okubanga ye mubereberi w'abaana
be bonna. Had to be the firstborn of all his children.
Era namuyita omwana we.
And he called him his son.
Ebimu ku bikyabuzaabuza abantu mu nsi.
Some of what acts too confusing people in the world.
Abalabalowooza.
Others think.
Ntuba Yesu yatandika okuyitibwa omwana.
Maybe Jesus began to be called the son.
Wano malayika nga akyalidde nankani.
Here when the angel came visit Mary. Yes. Perhaps that's where it began from.
Neda.
Not.
Okay, katusokeshome ko mulukatu labe.
Let's read in Luke and we see.
Luke sura isoka n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi asatu.
Luke chapter 1 verses 30.
Awo malayika n'amugamba nti totya Mariamu.
And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Verse 41.
Era laba oliba olubuto olizaala omwana owobulenzi olimutuuma erinnya Yesu.
And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 42.
Oyo aliba mukulu aliyitibwa mwana w'oyo ali waggulu ennyo. Era Mukama Katonda alimuwa entebe ya Dawudi jajjaawe.
He shall be great and shall be called the son of the highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Yes.
Aliba mukuru.
He will be high.
Era aliyitibwa mwana w'oyo ali waggulu.
And will be called the son of the most high.
Abasinga balowooza kyatandikira awo.
Most people think it began from there.
Naye ne beerabira.
But they forget that in John 1 verse 14,
Shigambo,
the word was in the beginning with God the Father. Manifested coming from him. He clothed the flesh, we saw him in the glory. Like of the son begotten of the Father.
Yazalibwa omu.
He was begotten of one.
Wanga fe twava mu fe kitafu yatubumbira mu ye.
Because we the Father formed us within him.
Ye yava direct mu kitafu.
Him is the one who directly came from the Father.
Na ife kitafu yatubumbira mu ye.
He formed us within him.
Era bwe yalinga tunatera okuva mu ye.
And as we about to come out of him.
Kitafu n'amugamba oli mwana wange era nkuzadde.
Father told him, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
Bigambo bya dawo eri waggulu w'eggulu.
These are ancient words right above the heavens.
Naye twebaza omwoyo wa Mukama atambula mu maanyi.
Thank the spirit of God who moves in power.
Mu revival n'okuzza obuggya ebintu byonna.
The revival and restoration of all things.
Kubanga n'ebino abikutteko abizza obuggya tumanye byali bya
dawo. These two is laid hold, revive them to make us know how they were.
My God.
But these are olden words. They have troubled the world. Others say, why is he called the son of the most high? Yet we are sons of who?
Now
we too are sons of the most high. But he is the begotten son of God. He came direct from the Father and we are in him. That is John 1:14. Let's read it here. John chapter 1 verse 14.
Kigambo nayambala omubiri nabera ko jetuli. Tulabye kitibwa kye, ekitibwa nge ekyoyo, eyazalibwa omu yekka kitaffe. Ngajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
And the word clothed the flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of us of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes. Him from the old who came direct from him. Right from the Father. The Father was pleased that when he was God the Word, the Son Jesus Christ coming from him. We our fullness he put it within him.
As
we read in the Colossians chapter 1 verse 19. Let's repeat it, we hear it well. Colossians chapter 1 verse 19.
Kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna For
it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
Yes.
He the Father was pleased. God the Father when was coming from him.
We
know as the Son Jesus Christ. All our fullness was put within him.
That is
Ephesians. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 verse 10. That we are God's workmanship. That is God the Father.
Created
in Christ Jesus. We were created in him, Christ Jesus. You repeat, read it for us. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10.
Kubanga fetuli muri mugwe abatondera mu Kristo Yesu olwebikolwa ebirungi katonda byasoko kuteekateeka ffe okubitambulirangamu.
For we are God's workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus unto good works, that God ordained that we may move by them. Yes. We are God work, the work of God the Father.
But
we were created in the Christ Jesus. When he was coming from God the Father as God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus. Right there is where Jesus came to tell us what those in John. John chapter 15, verses 1 up to 2. And he says like this. John chapter 15, verses
1.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Verse
2.
Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Yes. That's where he came to say he's the true vine. Father is the gardener, he planted, he put me there. You are branches within me. Spirits of all creations in the heavens and earth. And he said that which bears not fruit, the fruits of righteousness, that is what he cuts off.
And
they're telling us in the verse 4 and 5. And he says like this. John chapter 15 verse
4. Ngete boita yiza kubona bibala lyokka boita bela muzabibu bwechito namwe temuyiza bomuta bela munze.
Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me.
Orinyorokutano
verse 5.
Nze muzabibu mwe matabi abera munze nange muye oyabale bibala binji kubanga watalinze.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Yes. Those words anger people who do not believe Jesus. But what can you do without him? Even his pre-existence, his, your fullness was formed within him, and you were gotten from him for you to manifest. That is why in rebellion against him, to end in hell.
Says
the branch which does not bear fruit, the Father himself takes it away. Now you branch, they tell you you can do nothing without him. How many honorable great people are in hell just to show it off, as you familiarize the one whom you came from and you refuse to believe and to humble. But the Holy Spirit told you in the Psalms too, kiss the Son that you do not get lost on the way. If you refuse, you first read the Psalms too. We wind up.
Zaburi yesule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Psalms chapter 2 verses 12.
Munywegere omwana alimu kusunguwala nammwe ne mubula mu kkubo kubanga obusungu bwe buli bubuuka mangu balina omukisa bonna abamweyuna ye.
Kiss the son lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed all they that put their trust in him. Yes. The son, when we fail on him, Jesus, on the way which brought you on this earth, to move and get back to heaven, you are going to get lost up to hell. And we shall cry for you, yet we don't cry for the dead, the body, but we weep for you, the one who was gone. We don't return to your native country that is in heaven. You will fall in hell. All those,
you
ended. Tell us in the Colossians. Colossians 1 verse 14 and 15.
And
why was he called the firstborn of all creations? Let us read we here. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse
15.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Verse 16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Yes. The firstborn of all creations. Because they were created within him. And they appeared and brought forth from him. And they appeared to be his. Whether rulers or powers, visible and invisible, invisible like the wind which keeps blowing around. Praise Jesus much. Now the truth is like this. Concerning God in the word, who we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Why he is called like that? Those are all issues you've heard in the brief above. And you will find it in many scriptures. You will find him being called firstborn of all creations.
What
is it about? How did he come be firstborn of creations?
Yet
he had just been born within the womb of Mary. Now creation lived before. How did he become a firstborn to them? Those are no more seals unto us. See them the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Because that is the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. Be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That's the way they were and the way they are, the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So we
want to see why he is called God the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. Because he leads all the spirits of all creations in the heavens and earth. Except Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. Even those rebellious rebel against God the Father.
Because
we saw he carries the three glories of God. God the Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
O
Spirit of the Lord. We saw him there. Carrying the glories of God. We saw him in the first point. But on this time, we see another reason why he is called God the Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Spirit of the Lord. Because he leads spirits of all creations in heavens and earth. As he commands them to be holy. Just as God is holy. And that which refuse to be holy just as God is holy.
Example,
Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, even the rebellious ones of the earth, those he never led them. That's why they get lost, fall in hell. But Romans chapter 8, verse 14-16, unto those of the entire heavens, even the entire earth, who believe to be children of God, all spirits of all creations, he joins with their spirits and he leads them, and they don't get lost, but they inherit eternal life. Let us read, we hear. Romans chapter 8, verse
14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes,
thus much. All those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are one who have the spirit of liberty in their lives. Because they feel the liberty of inheriting eternal life, they will never die. And the Spirit himself, this one, joins together with their spirit and he groans in Abba Father. Let us read it here. Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
Because
you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba Father. Have you heard?
This
is the spirit of liberty, Jesus' freedom. Jesus, because he believes we are children of God. He formed us the spirits.
God,
what we heard Isaiah 64, verse 8.
For
we don't have a spirit of fear. We don't fear death. We
say
that we are to live forever. And we're going to and we yearning for the Father. Because it's forever. We do not hold any fear in us. Because the Spirit joins with your spirit. For he is called the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. And then he leads all the spirits. He joins with them. And he's with us. And he's within us. Let's first finish in Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse
16.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes. He joins with our spirits all creations in heavens and earth. Those who believe that God is our Father, passing through our Lord Jesus, and he moves on to give us liberty, and he proves indeed we are his children. And in the John chapter 14, verse
17,
he has those the sinners, he does not dwell to be within them, those who refuse to obey the Father in heaven. Even appearing to them, he never appears to them, even though he is there. But unto us, he appears to us, for we know him, and he dwells with us, and he comes to be within us. Let us read John, then we finish. We finish why he's called God the Spirit,
or
the Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord.
John chapter 14,
verse 17.
Kubanga temulaba, kubanga era.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. The world, for not believing. That's what is in John chapter 16. He came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It does not see him, for it does not know him. It cannot even get him. Even believing him is a fight. But unto us who know him, we see him, and he dwells with us, and is within us. Comes to pass the 1 Corinthians 3:16, even downwards, and say
you're
temples of the Lord,
and
the Spirit of God sits within you.
So what was it?
Thus is the way he has come be called those names. Let me hope there is no way you can end more read on the Holy Spirit.
And
you get confused why he is called those names. In the Bible you may find when he is being called those names. The Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit. God the Spirit. Spirit of God. Spirit of Christ. And you say, my. His name, why?
Yeah.
Praise Jesus much. At times you may be confused, perhaps you think the Spirit of the Lord is another, and the Holy Spirit is another, or the Spirit of God. The Spirit of Christ. And you get confused. But don't get confused anymore. All issues you've gotten them, why it's called like that. Praise Jesus much. But we want to see the name of God the Father, God the
Word
who we know as the Son, even God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, their general name, the general name. Praise Jesus much. As we first
heard
in Matthew chapter 28 and the verse 19, and it says like this. Matthew chapter
28,
verse
19.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yes. You know, Bible has said, baptize them, enter into the name.
They
did say, baptize them, enter into the names. Not
in
the one name. And it's of the Father, it is of the Son, and it's of the Holy Spirit. That is the way it appears here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you expect that name, it is which name? Most people always say,
I am.
He is called the I am. As he spoke that to Prophet Moses.
The
Prophet Moses was about to tell him his name, and he ended there.
The
person said, Ndi. He is going to speak, and I am so and so. Before he finishes and he ends there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As he tells us in his book of Exodus, and he says like this. Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
Musa na gamba katonda ntiraba. Bwendige ndanze eri abana ba Isiraeli. Nemba gamba anti katonda waba chitamwe yantumye erimwe. Nemo bali yogera anti erinya lye yani.
And Moses said,
Nemba gamba antia.
And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Yes. Every person can ask, but the name of God, who he is. Verse 14 says this.
He was
beginning to tell Prophet Moses his name. Prophet Moses went away, went, told people, I am has sent me. All the long God wanted to tell Israelites his name. But he ended at the point of introducing himself. Prophet Moses go speak with the Israelites the name of I am. And I am, they know if we am telling them I am.
That is a bit weird.
Let us read we here.
Okuva esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri olwe 14.
Exodus chapter 3 verse 14.
Katonda nagamba Musa nti ninga bwendi. Nayogera nti bwotyo bwoli bagamba bana ba Isirayiri nti ndi yantumye erimwe.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Yes. But I am. Have you ever tried to introduce yourself by name? How do you begin?
In
English.
I am.
You have not yet finished the name when you say I am. But you think that name. Is it the Jehovah? Whom we know as Yahweh.
Over
that name.
Yeshua.
Is a Yeshua.
Muruvulania.
In the Hebrew.
Gutumanyinga Yesu.
Whom we know as Jesus.
Muruzungu.
In English.
Kubanga tulira mu Zaburi.
Because we hear in the Psalms.
Zaburi ya chinana musatu.
Psalms 83.
18.
Verse 18.
Ngagamba bwati.
And it says like this.
Zaburi esule chinana musatu noru nyiriri olwe 18.
Psalms 83 verses 18.
Balioke bategerenga nga gweweka erinya lyo yakuwa oli waggulu ennyo ngofuga ensi yonna.
That men may know that you whose name alone is Jehovah and are most high over all the earth. Yes. And people may know that your name is Jehovah.
Which
means you reign into heavens and earth. But you think that is his name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means one who reigns in heavens and earth. But that name was brought out very clear. The name above all names in heavens and earth. The name Yeshua in Hebrew.
Muruzungu.
In English.
Yesu.
Jesus. The name above all names in heavens and earth. What other name can bring? They said his name is above all other names in heaven's love. The name he gave the Son. Praise Jesus much. Because our Lord, name of the Father, and it's the name of the Holy Spirit, and it is his name. According how you read in the John 5:43, and he say like this. John chapter 5:43. I am come in the name of my Father, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Yes. He came with the name of the Father. Just as we heard,
we baptized
to enter the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Kati ye mukama wafe Yesu.
Now him our Lord Jesus.
Erinnya eryo lyajiramu.
That name he came with.
Ya kitaffe.
It is of the Father.
Era kitaffe yali muwa.
And the Father is one who gave it to him.
Nga bwe tusoma mu Bafilipo.
As we read in Philippians.
Bafilipo esule neyo kubiri.
Philippians chapter 2.
Uromwenda paka 10 na Roma.
Verses 9 to 11.
Nga gamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Aba Filipi esule yo kubiri nolo nyiriri oruomwenda.
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Era Katonda cheyava mugulumize nnyo namuwe erinnya liri erisinga amannya gonna.
Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Yes.
Katonda chitafuye yamuwe erinnya.
The Father is what gave him the name that he has. And when he was giving it to him, before I finished there, the name above all name, when he was giving it to him, he said the Holy Spirit and the angel, right when he was being born in the flesh, on this earth, he told him his name, he will be called Jesus. What the Spirit will bring in the womb, its name, it will be called the Jesus.
Luke chapter 1
verse 30.
Awo malaika namugamba nti totya Mariamu kubanga olabye kiseri Katonda.
And the angel said unto her, fear not Mary, for you have found favor with God.
Asatu mulumu.
Verse 31.
Era laba oliba olubuto olizala omwana owobulenzi olimutuuma erinnya Yesu.
And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Yes.
Kubanga erinnya Katonda kitaffe yalimuwa.
Right from the beginning, the name God the Father gave it to him.
Era wansi nekigambibwa nti aliyitibwa mwana we yali waggulu.
Down it was said he will be called the Son of the Most High. Let us read we here.
Luke sura esooka n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu ebbiri.
Luke chapter 1 verse 32.
Oyo aliba mukulu aliyitibwa mwana w'oyo ali waggulu ennyo. Era Mukama Katonda alimuwa entebe ya Dawudi jjajjaawe.
He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
Aliba mukuru mwana we yali waggulu ennyo.
Great, the Son of the Most High.
So erinnya eryo ya Yoshua mu Bwebulaniya.
Name of Yeshua in Hebrew.
Yetumanyinga Yesu mu
Luzungu. What we know as Jesus in English.
Kitaffe yali muwera ddala.
The Father is one who gave it to him.
Ngalinnya lya kitaffe.
And it's the name of the Father.
Ngalya mwana.
It's of the Son.
Ngalya moyo mutukufu.
It's of the Holy Spirit.
Ngabwe tusomimba Filipo esule yokubiri.
As we read the Philippians 2.
Nyoro mwenda paka lwe 10 na oromo.
Verses 9 to 11.
Katudeyo tuulire.
Let's go back we here.
Aba Filipo esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri olwo mwenda.
Philippians chapter 2 verses 9.
Era Katonda cheyava mugulumize nnyo namuwe erinnya liri erisinga amannya gonna.
Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10.
Bulivivi lifukamirirenge erinnya lya Yesu ery'ebyomuggulu n'ebyokunsi n'ebyawansi w'ensi.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse 11.
Era buli lulimi lwatulenga nga Yesu Kristo ye Mukama waffe Katonda kitaffe awewe kitiibwa.
In that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes.
Yamuwe erinnya erisinga amannya gonna.
Gave him a name above all name.
Era nti buli kitonde buli vivi eri ebyo eby'omuggulu
nekunsi. Things in the heavens and earth.
Byatulenga erinnya lya Yesu.
Confess the name of Jesus.
Ifunamirenga erinnya lya Yesu.
Bow to the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. And that name, if it's above all name, there are names we usually fear. But that one surpasses them all. In heaven, there are great awesome names. Like the first. The
okufa okwennaku zonna,
the everlasting death,
okufa okwokubiri,
the second death, my mind,
owulira nti bagenda okusula erinnya eryo olitiirawo,
yeah, they're going to cast you there, you straight fear that name,
manyi eriringa eriddakawo eryokubiri,
you know it seeth the second name coming in rank,
naye erya Yesu beligamba,
the name of Jesus, it is said
oyo muguliddewo,
him when I've opened for him,
tajagena mugeye,
he will not go,
tajagena munyaje ya muliro,
he will not go in lake of fire,
teinache inza kuogera,
there is nothing it can speak.
Him
I've given him power, become a son of God.
It
does not speak. That one I've raised him up.
The
second death has no right over him.
You know,
people fear much to die. But there is a second death. The name, the lake of fire. It is what comes next. Jesus, when he raised you in the first resurrection, the lake of fire, it has no right over you. Because it is the second death. The next third name, that which is feared, it is hell.
And
upon it we speak of it. People run away.
And
say hell is very hard. That's why even those who don't know it, they speak of it, they say. If you do something which appears not
what
normal, they
hell?
Say. What a hell.
Gehenna
cheno. Cheno.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. There are some of the names you hear, and that one is third in rank. There is a fourth name,
Kufwa.
Death.
Whom
they do not know who he is. But they fear him much, they do not know how he appears. Right in Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. The one whom passes together with hell. These are fiat and awesome names.
Yeah,
people still fight those wild names on this earth. We do not want our relatives to die. I don't want death. He got sick. He's going to die. My God. Begin to bring a
ferment
and to give them every good thing to fight death in that person. We there, Jesus told us, those sleep within me. Lazarus is not dead, he's just asleep. Lazarus was Lazarus of Jesus.
We just
that's why death has not right on us. Because the
name
cannot allow him to touch us.
And this,
God will not leave me in the grave and hell, I see him in my right hand. That name. Now the feared name. Even those who serve within that name, they fear it. The name Lucifer, Satan.
Hey.
Yet we in the name of Jesus we chase him. And even the war which happened in heaven, and it was chased from heaven by the blood of the Lamb. But here on earth,
the
name Lucifer or Satan, they don't name it another.
Even
servant tell him you serve Satan, yet he serves him, he said, leave me alone. There are those who ask, that is the fifth name. Where is the sixth name?
Devil.
It deceives the whole world.
You know,
God first said Lucifer, Satan. He who contends against God.
When he said Satan,
many people against God.
Me,
I'm not for Satan. God, after he calls him Satan, the name filled of the fear of sin. Some of the names filled of fierceness in them. As he deceives the whole world. God brought him back, baptized him.
Satan the devil.
Satan the devil.
You
deceive the world, the father of liars. Liars, you don't believe that you have a devilish mentality in you. Now the seventh name that they call sin. Sin and sickness. They are the same. For sin is a spiritual sickness. That's when they feel any sickness. They immediately think next death. We when we hear sin, the wage of it is death. Those are the. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Listening.
Believe,
as the word of God is, even put in action. Either we spread it to reach it for corners of the earth. Because our Lord is on a swift cloud coming. Shall come back, finish the remaining points under Spirit of the Lord. Then we go
to
appreciate the voice of God the Father, of God the Word, even of the Holy Spirit, even of all creations, under Spirit of Wisdom.
Thank you.